Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Israel accuses Palestinian Islamist group Hamas of war crimes, vows to obliterate terror infrastructure. Around 1,000 people killed on both sides. In Afghanistan, earthquakes, death toll surpasses 2,400. Search operation for 105 missing people in flash flood hit Sikkim still continues. Death toll rises to 33. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh to embark on Italy and France visit today. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in its first match of the 13th Men's ODI World Cup. And now the news in detail. Israel's death toll in the ongoing conflict with Hamas has crossed over 1,000, with nearly 700 killed in Israel and around 400 killed in Gaza. Thousands of people are feared injured. The death toll is expected to rise as some areas are yet to be cleared of Hamas attackers and battles are still ongoing. The fighting still continues between the Hamas and the Israeli security personnel at multiple locations. The Israel military claimed to have hit more than 800 targets in Gaza so far, including airstrikes that leveled much of the town of Beit Hanun in the enclave's northeast corner. The United Nations said at least 70,000 Palestinians in Gaza are seeking shelter in schools it runs. It appealed for the creation of humanitarian corridors to bring food into Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with the U.S. President Joe Biden yesterday, who showed his unconditional support to his country. Earlier, Prime Minister Netanyahu also spoke with other world leaders, including German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who also supported the Israeli side for defending its country. U.S. President affirmed full support for Israel's right to self-defense amid the surprise attack by Hamas. Netanyahu also thanked Biden for the unreserved support and stressed that a prolonged campaign is necessary. Talking to media at Kochi in Kerala yesterday, Union Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan urged the Indians stranded in Israel to contact the Indian embassy there if they require any assistance.
Prime Minister has already very specifically mentioned that we are shocked at the terrorist attack on Israel and we stand in solidarity with the people of Israel. Instructions have been already given. The advisory has been issued by the Indian embassy that Indians should be cautious. Indians should stay close to the places of their regular stay of thing. And for any requirement, they should inform and be in touch with the Indian embassy.
Meanwhile, Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline said its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and crew. The airline also said that it will extend all possible support to passengers who have confirmed bookings on any flight during this period. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes has risen to over 2,400 as search and rescue efforts continue amid reports that some people may be trapped under collapsed buildings. It was one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 465 houses has been reported destroyed and 135 damaged. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat on Saturday. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble, and there were at least three powerful aftershocks. Afghanistan is frequently hit by earthquakes, especially in the Hindu Kush mountain range, as it lies near the junction of the Eurasian and the Indian tectonic plates. In June last year, the province of Paktika was hit by a 5.9 magnitude quake, which killed more than 1,000 people and left tens of thousands homeless. In Sikkim, the death toll from flash floods has gone up to 33, including 9 army personnel. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. 2,563 people have been rescued so far, and around 6,847 have taken shelter in 28 relief camps. A total of 1,320 houses are severely damaged. Troops of Tri Shakti Corps of the Indian Army continue to search for the missing soldiers. Out of 23, one was rescued alive on 4th of October, and 8 bodies have been identified till now. Search for the remaining missing soldiers continues. Troops of Tri Shakti Corps are also providing assistance to 1,700 tourists stranded in areas of Lachen, Lachung, Thangu and Chungthang in North Sikkim. Food, medical aid, communication facilities being provided. With the weather remaining inclement, the Indian Army is making all efforts to keep the tourists safe till they are evacuated. The Interministerial Central Team under the Ministry of Home, Government of India, is in the state to evaluate damages caused by the natural calamities. Sikkim Disaster Management Authority official confirmed that the team reached Gangtok yesterday late night. The Election Commission, ECI, will today announce the assembly election schedule for the polls in 5 states, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Mizoram. In this regard, the ECI will conduct a press conference at 12 noon in New Delhi. With the announcement of election dates, the code of conduct will come into force in all the states. Several teams of ECI have visited these states recently. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will be on a 4-day visit to Italy and France from today. During the first leg of his 2-nation visit, the Raksha Mantri is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy was elevated to a strategic partnership in March 2023 during the visit of the Italian Prime Minister to India. During the second and final leg, Mr. Rajnath Singh will conduct the 5th annual defense dialogue with his counterpart, French Minister of Armed Forces, Mr. Sébastien Lecornu, in Paris. India and France recently celebrated 25 years of strategic partnership. Both countries enjoy a deep and wide-ranging bilateral defense relationship, including significant industrial cooperation. In both Rome and Paris, the Raksha Mantri will also interact with the defense industry CEOs and senior representatives to discuss the potential opportunities for industrial cooperation. President of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, will hold bilateral dialogue with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Memorandum of Understandings or MOUs will be exchanged in various areas between the two sides. The Tanzanian president arrived yesterday in New Delhi on a 4-day state visit to India at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. Tanzanian president will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today, and then she will participate in the wreath-laying ceremony to be held at the Rajghat. Our correspondent reports that this is her first visit to India since the assumption of the office of President of Tanzania. A presidential visit from Tanzania is taking place after a span of over 8 years, and this visit will further invigorate and strengthen the historic and friendly relations between the two countries. After holding bilateral talks with Prime Minister Modi, she will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. A state banquet will also be hosted by President Murmu in the honor of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan. Tomorrow, the Tanzanian president will participate in a business and investment forum in New Delhi. In Uttarakhand, 7 people were killed and 22 others were injured after a bus carrying 31 passengers fell into a gorge near Mangoli Ghatkar at Kala Dhungi Road in Nainital district late last night. The individuals involved in the bus accident were school teachers from the Hisar district of Haryana who were returning from a trip to Nainital. The SDRF team, along with other rescue units and local police, rescued 25 individuals after the accident. The injured were taken for treatment at Sushila Tiwari Hospital in Haldwani. Talking to Akashwani News, Nainital DM Vandana Singh said,
एक बस मंगोली के आसपास दुर्घटनाग्रस्त हो गई है। ये हरियाणा से शिक्षकों का एक ग्रुप था जो घूमने के लिए आए हुए थे। जो सर्च एंड रेस्क्यू टीम है वो मूव कराई गई। कुछ लोगों को गंभीर चोट भी है, कुछ लोग नॉर्मल जिनको थोड़ी बहुत चोट लगी है, तो सभी को प्राथमिक उपचार भी दे दिया गया है। यहाँ अभी तक 7 कैजुअलिटीज की सूचना मिली है। अभी रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन लगातार जारी रहा है।
In the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, LAHDC, Kargil polls, the Alliance of the National Conference and the Congress won the 5th elections with an absolute majority. In the counting of votes yesterday, the National Conference emerged victorious as the single largest party, winning 12 seats, while Congress secured 10 seats in the first ever polls held since Ladakh was carved out as a union territory in 2019. The Bharatiya Janata Party won 2 seats and Independents won 2 seats. The 5th LAHDC Kargil election was conducted on the 4th of this month. The South Central Railway approved the extension of 4 more trains to benefit passengers in the respective areas. Union Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy will flag off the train from Kazipet in Telangana to Hadapsar in Pune from Secunderabad station later this morning. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak tonight, at 9:30 p.m. we will bring an insightful discussion on the topic of dengue fever, causes, symptoms and preventive measures with Dr. Piyush Ranjan from Department of Medicine, AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, listeners can ask questions to our expert on dengue infection, including preventive measures, treatment methods and any other related queries. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. On to sports. In ICC Men's World Cup Cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in their first game of World Cup 2023 to start their campaign on a winning note at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Australia, India made 201 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 41.2 overs. Virat Kohli scored 85 and K.L. Rahul made unbeaten 97 to help India register a win. K.L. Rahul was declared player of the match. The men in blue also broke Australia's 27-year-old streak of winning the first match of the World Cup. A strong 165-run partnership between Virat Kohli and K.L. Rahul for the 4th wicket was the highlight of the Indian innings. Virat Kohli and K.L. Rahul joined hands and stretched one of the greatest partnerships in the World Cup history to take India to a win. Earlier opting to bat first, Australia were all out for just 199 in 49.3 overs. Today, New Zealand will take on Netherlands at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 2 p.m. IST. And now, today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies cover the news of Israel declaring war on terror on their front page. The Times of India reports Israel-Palestine war spills beyond conflict zone. The Statesman says India is striving to bring back students stuck in Israel. Indian Express cites the deadliest tremors to hit the quake-prone Afghanistan in years under the headline Afghanistan Quakes, toll surpasses 2000. As the curtain comes down on the Asian Games, Prime Minister Modi applauds the watershed moment for sport in India and the winner saying, "The nation is proud," writes the Asian Age. Navy to Indianize colonial ranks and make them gender neutral, writes Hindustan Times. Quoting the Air Chief Marshal on the Air Force Day Parade, the pioneer writes, IAF should be one of the best by 2032. And finally, readying the pitch with discounts, screening and more, bars, delivery platforms, theatres are betting on the Cricket World Cup to give a big boost to their business. The Economic Times headline writes, "Cricket, hottest item on restaurants' menu." With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Israel accuses Palestinian Islamist group Hamas of war crimes, vows to obliterate terror infrastructure. Around 1,000 people killed on both sides. In Afghanistan, earthquakes, death toll surpasses 2,400. Search operation for 105 missing people in flash flood hit Sikkim still continues. Death toll rises to 33. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh to embark on Italy and France visit today. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in its first match of the 13th Men's ODI World Cup. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.